Now, Surah Hamim As-Sajdah. This surah also has two names. Surah Fussilat and Surah Hamim As-Sajdah. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, Hamim. Tanzeelu min ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Sending down of this book, revealing down of this book is from the one who is all compassionate and all merciful. Kitabun Fussilat Ayatum. From this is the second name, Fussilat. This is a book whose ayat are explained fully. Quran and Arabian, the form of Ya'lamun, in the form of an Arabic Quran. For those people who have knowledge. Bashiran wa Nazira. And this has come as a Bashir, as a bearer of the glad tidings, wa Nazir, and a warner. Fa'adad aksaruhum fa'um la yasma'un. But most of them are turning their faces away, and they are not listening. وَقَالُوا قُلُوبُنَا فِي يَكِنَّةٍ مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ. And they say arrogantly, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, our hearts are under a veil from that which you are calling us. Your call is not reaching our hearts. There is a barrier. أَكِنَّةً مِمَّا تَدْعُونَا إِلَيْهِ وَفِي أَذَانِنَا وَقْرٌ. And you think that we are listening? No. In our ears there is some heaviness. We are not listening what you are saying. وَمِن بَيْنِنَا وَبَيْنِكَ حِجَابٌ. And between you and us there is a curtain. فَعْمَلْ إِنَّنَا عَامِلُونَ. So you go on doing what you are doing, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We are also doing whatever we can do. قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَنَا بَشَرٌ مِثْلُكُمْ. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, verily I am only a mortal human being like you. يُوحَى إِلَيَّ. But the revelation has come to me. أَنَّمَا إِلَهُكُمْ إِلَهُ وَاحِدٌ. That your ilah, your Lord, is the only one ilah. فَاسْتَقِيمُ إِلَيْهِ. So keep your faces fixed towards Him. وَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ. And ask His forgiveness. وَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُشْرِكِينَ. And woe is, and disaster is for those who associate someone or something with Him. أَلَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ. Those who don't give zakah, وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ هُمْ كَافِرُونَ. And as for the hereafter, they absolutely reject it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ. On the contrary, those who come to believe and do good deeds, لَهُمْ أَجْرٌ غَيْرَ مَمْنُونَ. For them, there is going to be a reward which will never come to an end, unending. قُلْ أَيْنَّكُمْ لَكَفُرُونَ بِالَّذِي خَلَقَ الْأَرْضَ فِي يَوْمَيْنِ. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, do you reject and disbelieve the Lord who created this earth in 2 days? وَتَجْعَلُونَ لَهُ أَنْدَادًا. And you are setting up rivals to Him, equals to Him. ذَلِكَ رَبُّ الْعَالَمِينَ. He is the Lord of all the worlds. Now these ayat are again from mutashabihat. As I said so many times, that Allah created the heavens and the earth and in which, whatever is in between them in 6 days. We can't know the reality of 6 days. Up till now, our science maybe, this theories of creation, etc., etc., we are probing and probing and probing. Maybe someday it is revealed to us, oh, this was the thing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to as 6 days. Up till now, up till this day, it's not possible. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is splitting the creation of 6 days into 3 stages. See your man. First 2 days, he says, created the earth. وَجَعَلَ فِيهَا رَوَاسِيَ. And then he fixed the mountains of the earth. فَوْقِهَا, from above. وَبَارَكَ فِيهَا. And then he blessed it. وَقَدَّرَ فِيهَا أَقْوَاتَهَا. And he ordained in it its sustenance. This earth has all the material that can sustain the life, all the food that we living beings need, all the requirements that are there. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala set all these things from the very beginning in the earth. Fi arba'ati ayyam. This was completed in 4 days. 2 plus 2. 2 for the creation and 2 for making it inhabitable so that people can live here, animals can live here. And all this vegetation and all these requirements they can get. Salah al-Israeleen. And this is alike for all the seekers. ثم استوى الى السماء. Then he turned to the heavens. وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ. And it was like a smoke. Now this word has come very near to the modern theories, you know. It was all like smoke. So it's one mass and just like smoke. But then they differentiated into different galaxies. ثُمَّ اسْتَوَى إِلَى السَّمَاءِ وَهِيَ دُخَانٌ. It was like smoke. فَقَالَ لَا وَلِلْأَرْضِ اِقْيَا طَوْعًا أَوْ كَرْهًا. And then he said to the earth and to this mass, "Atiya, come to me, both of you, the sama, the heaven, as well as the earth, tawan or karhan, willingly or unwillingly." Qalata kaina ta'in. Both of them said, "We are present, we come willingly." Faqadahunna sab'a samawatin fi yawmain. And now Allah differentiated that mass, dukhan, into seven heavens in 2 days. وَأَوْحَا فِي كُلِّ سَمَائِ أَمْرَهَا. And it revealed to all the heavens its matters, its command. وَزَيَّنَّ السَّمَاءَ الدُّنْيَا بِمَصَابِيحَ. And we adorned the lower heaven with lamps, وَحِفْظَا, and also guarding places. ذَلِكَ تَقْدِيرُ الْعَزِيزِ الْعَلِيمِ. This is the decree of the mighty and the knower. فَإِنْ عَرَضُوا. Now if they turn their faces away, قُلْ أَنْزَرْتُكُمْ صَائِقَةً مِثْلَ صَائِقَةِ عَادٍ وَثَمُودَ. Say them, "I have warned you of the thunderbolt, like the thunderbolt which came to Aad and Samud." Aad, to whom Hazrat Ehud was sent, and Samud, to whom Hazrat Saleh was sent. إِذْ جَاءَتْهُمُ الرُّسُلُ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ. When to these people, Aad and Samud, their messengers came from front of them, also behind them. You know, the messengers took all the pains to convey the message. رَبَّ إِنِّي دَعَوْتُ قَوْمِي لَيْلًا وَنَهَارًا. We can read it in Surah Nuh. Hazrat Nuh alayhi salatu wasalam, "My Lord, I have been calling them during the day, during the night, calling upon each one of them individually, calling them collectively. I have left no stone unturned. إِذْ جَاءَتْهُمْ رُسُلُهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمِنْ خَلْفِهِمْ." When the messengers would come, and their messengers came to them, from front of them and from behind them, Allah ta'budu illallah, saying, "Don't worship and obey anything except Allah." قَالُوا لَوْ شَاءَ رَبُّنَا لَأَنزَلَ مَلَائِكَةً. They said, had Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala actually wanted to send some messenger, He could have sent angels. فَإِنَّا بِمَا أُرْسِلْتُمْ بِهِ كَافِرُونَ. So listen, we reject with what you have been sent. You think you are messenger, and you are conveying to us the message of Allah, we reject it. فَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَاسْتَنْبَرُوا فِي اللَّهُ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. So the people of Aad, they showed arrogance in the earth without right. وَقَالُوا مَنْ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةً. And they said, "Who is more mighty and more powerful than us?" أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا. Didn't they see? أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. Then at least Allah who created them is mightier than them in power. Maybe there was no nation on earth more mightier than them. But Allah was there. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةً. وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. But they remained rejecting and denying our revelations. فَأَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ رِيحًا صَرْصَرًا فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ. So we sent upon them a furious wind in days of inauspicious, in order that we make them taste the chastisement of the degradation. فِي أَيَّامٍ نَحِسَاتٍ لِنُذِيقَهُمْ عَذَابَ الْخِزْيِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا. In the life of this world, وَالْعَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَخْزَى. And the chastisement of the hereafter would be more degrading, more humiliating. وَهُمْ لَا يُنْصَرُونَ. And they will not get any help from any side. وَأَمَّا ثَمُودُ فَهَدَيْنَاهُمْ. As for Thamud also, we guided them, we sent the messenger. فَاسْتَحَبُّ الْعَمَىٰ عَلَى الْهُدَىٰ. But they preferred and loved more blindness than having guidance. فَأَخَذَتْهُمْ صَاعِقَةُ الْعَذَابِ. Then they were seized by a thunderbolt of chastisement. عذاب الہون ہے. The chastisement of humiliation بما كانوا يكسبون is what they were earning. وَنَجَّيْنَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَكَانُوا يَتَّقُونَ And we saved those, delivered those who had come to believe and they were fearful of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَيَوْمَ يُحْشَرُ أَعْدَاءُ اللَّهِ إِلَى النَّارِ Just imagine the day when the enemies of Allah will be gathered towards the fire. فَهُمْ يُوزَعُونَ They will be made, divided into groups and squadrons. حَتَّى إِذَا مَا جَاؤُهَا شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ So that when they come there, شَهِدَ عَلَيْهِمْ سَمْعُهُمْ وَأَبْصَارُهُمْ وَجُلُودُهُمْ Their own sight, their own hearing, their own skins will testify against them, بِمَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ About what they had been doing. These eyes, these ears, and our skins will testify against us. وَقَالُوا لِجُلُودِهِمْ And they will say, to their skins. لِمَا شَهِدْتُمْ عَلَيْنَا Why have you testified against us? قَالُوا أَنْتَقَنَ اللَّهُ الَّذِي أَنْتَقَ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ They will say, today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made us speak. Yes, He has made everything speak. وَهُوَ خَلَقَكُمْ أَوَّلَ مَرَّةٍ And He had created you for the first time. وَإِلَيْهِ تُرْجَعُونَ And you are to be returned to Him. Now why this mention of creation of the first time? When the human beings were created for the first time, there were no hands, no feet, no skins, no body. We were only spirits. Then Allah gave us these things. So they said, we were given to you later. You were created without us. So you thought that we are not going to testify against you, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us a tongue and now we are testifying. وَمَا كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَطِرُونَ إِنْ يَشْهَدَ عَلَيْكُمُ السَّمْعُكُمْ وَلَا أَبْصَارُكُمْ وَلَا جُلُودُكُمْ And you didn't want and never thought of covering yourself, fearing that might be that your own hearing and your own seeing and your own skins would testify against you. You had no idea. وَلَكِنْ ظَنَنْتُمْ أَنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَعْلَمُ كَثِيرًا بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ On the contrary, you, most of them, you thought that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know most of the things which they are doing. Now this is important to note that among a very big segment of the philosophers who follow Aristotle, Mashayin they are called, they think that Allah knows only the major things, major principles, not the details, not the minor details. These minor details are not in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaitan whispers into our heart, into our ear, no. How is it possible Allah knowing everything? You do whatever you like. Go on. Allah is not attentive to you. He is not looking at you. He is busy in his own affairs. So these are the things, you know, from Shaitan, which make you believe that maybe Allah is not seeing. This was your idea about your Lord. You thought that He doesn't know all these things. Ardaakum, this has ruined you. You have been destroyed due to this idea. Fasbahtum min al-khasirin. So now you have become from among those who are the losers. Fa'in yasbiru fa'naru maswallahum. Now if they endure, if they persevere, then the fire is their abode. وَإِنْ يَسْتَعْتِمُوا فَمَا هُمْ مِنَ الْمُوْتَمِينَ And if they seek to make amends and permission to go into appeal, it will not be allowed to them. Now, no apologies. Nothing of the sort. Now, this decision is final. وَيَقَيَّرْنَا لَهُمْ قُرَنَا And we have assigned with them their comrades. And they are devils, seconds. فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِيهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ And they have made whatever is in front of them and whatever is behind them as beautiful to them. Behind them, the creeds and thoughts and customs of the forefathers that was behind. Well, this is the heritage of our forefathers. our national heritage. We are proud in it. We shall follow it. Whatever is in front of them, this world, and they are engrossed and fully lost in getting the maximum, whatever benefits you can get, whatever comforts or luxuries you can have from this world. So this way, فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ, these Satans, there is one Satan with every human being. This is the hadith, the Prophet once said, with every human being there is a Satan. Now, some of the companions took the courage to ask, with you also, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is there a Satan with you also? And he said, yes, but I have made it a Muslim. He has surrendered. He cannot do any harm to me. But every person, human being, has a Satan with him. وَقَيَّلْنَا لَهُ الْقُرَنَا فَزَيَّنُوا لَهُمْ مَا بَيْنَ أَيْدِهِمْ وَمَا خَلْفَهُمْ وَحَقَّ عَلَيْهِمُ الْقَوْلُ. And then they deserve the word of punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فِي أُمَمٍ قَدْ خَلَتْ مِنْ قَبْلِهِمْ. Just like those people, those nations who have gone before them, مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنْسِ, from among the jinns as well as the humans. إِنَّهُمْ كَانُوا خَاسِرِينَ. Verily, they are the users. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Very important ayah. And these disbelievers are saying, don't listen to this Quran. Now you know the medium of dawah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is Quran. Wherever he went, he recited Quran, ayat of Quran. That was the medium of dawah. But now people thought that this Quran is very impressive. It moves the people. People are very much impressed by it. So we should prevent people from listening to Quran. That is why when Muhammad went out for preaching, his uncle Abu Lahab used to go with him, behind him, saying to people, don't listen to him. And he himself used to have new plugs of cotton in his ears. Lest you know this, the words of Quran should pass from his ears into his mind, and he might also be impressed. Don't listen. He is a magician. He will, you know, bring you a spell. Don't listen to him. So now here they are saying, قَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ. Don't listen to this Quran. وَالْغَوْ فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُحْلِمُونَ. And make noises. Boo down. Hoot him when he is addressing the people and reciting the Quran unto them. So that you can overcome and you can be victorious over Muhammad. فَلَنُذِيقَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا عَذَابًا شَدِيدًا. So, we shall make these people, disbelievers who have rejected, taste the severe punishment. وَلَنَجْيَنَّهُمْ أَسْوَى الَّذِي قَالُوا يَعْمَلُونَ. And we shall surely and definitely reward them worth of the rewards of what they were doing. ذَلِكَ جَزَاءُ أَعْدَاءِ اللَّهِ النَّارِ. Now, the reward for the enemies of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is fire. لَهُمْ فِيهَا دَارُ الْخُلْدِ. In that fire, they will live forever. It will be their abode forever. جَزَاءً بِمَا كَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يَجْحَدُونَ. And this will be the recompense and the reward because they were denying and rejecting our revelations. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. And in the hell, those who disbelieve that they are in the hell, they will say, رَبَّنَا O Lord, أَرِنَا الَّذَيْنِ أَضَلَّانَا مِنَ الْجِنِّ وَالْإِنسِ. Please show us those people from the jinns and the human beings who led us astray. They led us to these wrong paths. So please let them come before us. نَجْعَلْهُمَا تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِنَا. So then we can trample over them with our feet. Because they are the reason, our leaders, maybe our ulama, you know, ulama of Yahud, who believed in Muhammad in their hearts. يَعْرِفُونَهُ كَمَا يَعْرِفُونَ أَبْنَاهُمْ. They recognized Muhammad just as they recognized their own sons. But they never came to believe. And they prevented all of their people from believing in Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So these ulama, which we call the ulama of evil, ulama of su, these ulama, these leaders, these people, who in the name of culture are misguiding people, all these things, you know. So they will say, Rabbana arina lazaina. Now please, O our Lord, show us those both, the jinn wal ins, from among the jinns as well as from the human beings, who led us astray. Naj'alhuma tahta aqdamina. We shall trample over them with our feet. Liyakuna min al-asfaleen. So that they go to the lowest position. Inna allazeena qalu rabbuna Allah. Now the seven ayat which are coming, they are most important and very comprehensive and very profound ayat of Quran. And this is included in our course of selected study of Quran. And it is the lesson number 4. This gives a human character. What are the salient features of a mu'min, a person whom Allah loves? What are those characters? And we should read these ayat, but with a mind and with a determination that we should try to acquire this character. Follow the footsteps that are coming. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Verily those people who say, our Lord is Allah, and then steadfast over it, they remain firm. Now our Lord is Allah. He is the provider. He is to give me help. He has given me life. No harm can come to me except with His permission. If He wants to do something good to me, nobody can prevent Him. He is my friend. Huwa Maulana. He is our friend. Now this relationship, to establish this relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the first step. The faith in Allah. You should have trust in Allah. You should remain happy with whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for you, which we call Razi wa Razai Rabb. Whatever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decreed for me, well, I receive it. And receive it with full pleasure. Maybe it is disturbing for me for the time being. Maybe it is unpleasant. But there must be some good in it because it is coming from my Lord. And He is my friend. He is my well-wisher. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا. Then they remain firm on it. تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةِ. Angels come down upon them. One thing is agreed by all, that this coming of the angels is at the time of death. At the time of death, when a truly believing mu'min, when he is going to die, angels come for his welcome. And it is mentioned at so many times that somebody who is dying, he says, no, please make way. They are coming. They see. They start seeing that unseen world, you know. Its doors are open. They see the angels are coming. Give them way. So this is, they come. This is agreed upon by all. But in addition, to the believers, this coming down of angels is during the lifetime also. They buck you up. They say, okay, keep firm. You know, because, you know, from Quran, angels were sent for the help of the Muslims in Badr. Angels were sent for the help of the Muslims in Uhud. So angels do keep on coming. And they give us steadfastness. They support us against evil. You know, within the personality, the inner personality, we have two forces. A force dragging us to bad, evil things. And a force which wants to take us to the good things. The force which wants to drag us down is our nafs. Inna nafsa la ammaratun bissu. The id or libido, according to the Freudian terminology. And the source which wants to take us up is the spirit. That is there. The divine spirit in us. Manafakta fihi min ruhi, which has come from high up and it wants to take us higher. In this same way, outside also, there are forces. There are forces, human beings, who want to take you astray. But there are other human beings also that want to take you on the right path, who are the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The real ummatis of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. They have to do it. And also there are invisible forces of the evil and of the good. The invisible forces of jinns, they want to take you to evil and to bad. the invisible forces. And the invisible forces, Malaika, they want to take you to the right path. So this is the, you know, the battlefield. Our personality is a battlefield. And there are forces from within, from outside. And this, you know, is going on. Satiza kar raha hai azal se ta'im roos. Chirag-e Mustafa-vi se chirag-e Bulahmi. This struggle between these evil and good has been coming on from the day one of the creation of mankind. And it will continue to the last day. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. With the message, أَلَّا تَخَافُوا. Don't be fearful. وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. Don't grieve. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. And rejoice. Have the glad tidings of Jannah, of the garden, which you have been promised by your Lord. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاؤُكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We angels are your protectors, are your supporters, are your helpers, are your friends in the life of this world also and in the akhirah also. And in the hereafter. In the hereafter we read, in, you know, paradise, the angels will be coming. Peelan salaman salama. He is coming and saluting us. And from another door, another angel is coming and saluting us. They will be there, our companions. But they are here also. They are with the righteous people. Support them. You know. So this is a very important thing which some of, you know, scholars of the Muslim world, this spiritual side of our religion is not very clear to them. So much so that they deny these things. Nothing in it. نَحْنُ أَوْلِيَاكُمْ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. We are your friends. In the life of this world also and in the hereafter. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. And for you there in the hereafter will be everything that your nafs desires. Your id and libido will also be fulfilled. All the wishes and lusts of your id and libido will be fulfilled to the maximum. Why? And it is logical. In this world, you kept them in restraint. This is haram. You know, your nafs wishes it, wants it. But he says, oh no. أَمَّا مَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَا النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَىٰ. Whosoever kept fearing that he will have to stand before his Lord, and he restrained his nafs. So now, the reward should be that in the hereafter, all the demands and lusts and desires of this nafs should be fulfilled to the utmost. Because here you refrained and restrained. لَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَشْتَهِي أَنفُسُكُمْ. Whatever your nufus, and here I am again translating as in of libido, whatever it will demand, that will be fulfilled. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ. In addition, everything which you order, which you say you want, that will also be given to you. Now this second thing will be different for different people. It will be different according to the level of consciousness and thinking of a person. A person might not be able to think of anything very high. So he will ask for something according to his own level, his own mind. There was, you know, a very interesting event. About 20 years back, my friend Dr. Yaqeen, he was coming over to America. So he asked to his sons and daughters, what should I bring for you from America? The youngest daughter said, bring for me a pencil. Now for her mind, pencil was the biggest thing. Maybe she wanted to have the pencil and the elder brother was not giving her the pencil. She wanted to write on the walls and she was forbidden from writing on the walls. But now this was her wish. That's a pencil. Bring a pencil for me from America. This is the level of his mind. So everybody, you know, Aristotle might like to demand something else. Imam Ghazali, what he will demand? A common man's demand and Imam Ghazali's demand. There will be a world of difference between the two. So two parts. Whatever your nafs demands, that is at par. All human beings have that inner libido. Whatever Yonadas demands, the fulfillment to the total, to the utmost, will be provided already. But then, whatever you demand, that will be provided. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا مَا تَدَّعُونَ نُزُلًا مِّنْ غَفُورِ الرَّحِيمِ. And all this will also constitute a nuzul. Nuzul. What is this? I have explained that in Arabic culture, when a guest comes, arrives at your door, either he descends from a horse or a camel. Today, he must be descending from a car, but he is called Nazil, Nazil, Nazala. He has come down. And the first thing that you present to him, that is, if warm weather, some cold drink, immediately. If it is cold weather, some hot drink. This is called nuzul. Now when he is staying with you, now he is your sahib, not Nazil. Nazil he was when he just came down of his, you know, ride. But now he is sahib. And now you prepare for him ziyafa. And ziyafa, you know, is that you prepare, you take pains according to the level of the person, the guest that you have. You have to prepare accordingly. So this all will be nuzulam min ghafurir rahim. This will be nuzul. For the real, you know, bounties of Jannah, we have read in Surah Al-Sajda. La ma ta'lamu nafsun ma ukhfiya lahu min qurrati ayun. Nobody knows what has been hidden there in Jannah for these people, for the coolness of their eyes. And the Prophet has said, the real bounties of Jannah are ma la aynun ra'at wa la udhunun sami'at wa ma khatara ala qalbi bashar, which no eye has ever seen, no ear has ever listened or heard, and no heart has ever had any idea of it. That is real ziyafa. Quran doesn't mention that. Why? We cannot understand it. That's beyond our perception or comprehension. But only this nuzul, you know, we can understand. So this is described in Quran. Whatever has been described, the bounties of the Jannah, they are nuzul. Now the next step. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. When you have become a true bondsman, a true servant of Allah, and you have said that my Lord is Allah, and you have stuck to it, now the second step is, now you become a preacher, a caller towards Allah. Oh my fellow beings, come to this path. You should also worship Allah. You should love Allah. You should obey Allah. Why? First of all, the messenger of Allah has said, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yuhibba li akhihi ma yuhibbu li nafsihi. None of you can be a true believer unless he likes for his brother also the same thing that he has liked for himself. Now if you have taken to the right path, the urge should be there in you that your brothers, your sisters, your parents, your relatives, people belonging to your nation, they should also come to the right path. So this dawa, first of all we have the surah, Zumar, Ibadah. Allah ta'budu illallah. Abudullah mukhlisin al-awuddin. Then suratul ghafir or suratul mu'min. Fad'ullah mukhlisin al-awuddin. Now the third step is dawa. Now you call people towards the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا. Who can be better in speech than the one who calls towards Allah and does good deeds? And he says, verily I am also from among the Muslims. This is the main theme of this surah. Dawah. Call to Allah. Call people to Allah, for which the messengers were sent, for which the prophets were sent. And now this duty of calling mankind towards the way of Allah has been given to the Ummah, collectively. Because no prophet will come now. No messenger of Allah will come. Allah has made this book safe. Inna nahnu nazzalna dhikra, wa inna lahu lahafizun. Take this book in your hand. Go to all the hooks and corners of the world and preach the word of Allah. Convey to them the word of Allah. This is your duty. And this is the second step of the character of a person whom Allah loves. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا Who is better in speech? A lawyer, he can make very good speech, can argue. A demagogue, he becomes a leader, a dictator, due to his power of speaking. But if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given you the power to speak, then you must use this faculty of yours for propagating the word of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا But the first condition is that your own deeds should be good. Otherwise, you will be, so to say, you will be bringing bad name to your dawah. Look to him. What a good speech he makes. But look to him. What is his character? All the effects of your dawah gone. Wiped off. Look to what he does. So whatever you are calling people towards, you must be practicing it. That is the condition for dawah. And then, وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ Don't think you are something above the people. But you are also from among Muslims. I am also a fellow Muslim of yours. I am exhorting you to understand the duties that you must fulfill for the sake of the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the duties, brother. We have to fulfill them. We have to discharge them. I am also trying to do so. And you please also take upon yourself to accomplish this. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ And whenever there is a dawah, there is a conflict. You call towards something and the society is going in the opposite direction. Conflict will be there. It's impossible that there is a dawah, real dawah, and there is no conflict. Conflict will definitely appear. Who are you? Where from will you come? We have been doing this. We have been seeing our forefathers doing this. And now you have come. You say that this is all wrong, false. Who are you? So now, the struggle between evil and good. Here you have to be very persevering and forbearing. Bear the good, bad names from some people. The jokes from the people. They might say he has gone crazy. He has become a fundamentalist. He has become such and such. You have to hear these things and hear these things. وَلَا تَسْتَوِي الْحَسَنَةُ وَلَا السَّيِّئَةُ Evil and good are not equal. So, اِدْفَعْ بِالَّتِي أَحْسَنُ So you should defend and repel the evil in a way which is most beautiful. Your character should be very beautiful character. مُحْسِنِين فَإِذَا الَّذِي بَيْنَكَ وَبَيْنَهُ عَدَاوَةٌ كَانَّهُ وَلِيُّ الْحَمِيمِ The result might be that the person who has enmity towards you today, he might become your friend, very hot friend, very sincere friend. وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا But all these stations cannot be achieved, but except by those people who persevere, who take everything with patience, who are patient, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا ذُو حَظٍ عَظِيمٍ And these stations cannot be achieved except by those who are from their mighty Lord, people of good fortune. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has selected them. Only they will be able to reach this level. May Allah include us among these people. I told you the Makki surahs of two groups. That is, fourth and fifth. The main theme of these surahs is Tawheed. But Tawheed has two aspects. One is theoretical aspect. That is Tawheed in creed. What our ulama call Tawheed fil aqidah. So Tawheed in creed is a theoretical aspect of Tawheed. And there is the other aspect, Tawheed in practice. To be a Muwahhid really, you have to fulfill the requirements of both the aspects of Tawheed. But mostly among the religious minded people of the Muslim Ummah today, the maximum importance is attached to the Tawheed fil Aqeedah. All the arguments going on, munazaras, all go around some issues which are concerning the creed or Aqeedah. While I think in our times, the practical aspect of Tawheed is more important than the theoretical aspect. And let me quote here a couplet of Allama Iqbal. He says, Zinda quwwat thi zamane mein ye tawheed kabhi. There was a time when tawheed used to be a very big living force in this world. Aur ab kya hai? Fakat ek masala hai ilm-e kalam. It has become a debating issue of the scholastic knowledge, and that's all. So in these surahs, which we started from Surah Az-Zumar, then Surah Al-Mumin, then Surah Hamim Sajda, and then we shall be reading today Surah Ash-Shura. These four surahs of the Quran are very important regarding this practical tawheed. The theoretical tawheed, in all the Makki surahs you find it. And maximum emphasis at that time was on theoretical. Because they believed in false gods, they were worshipping idols, they thought the angels are daughters of Allah. The Christians thought that Jesus is the son of Allah. Some of the Jews had said, Uzair was the son of Allah, and so on and so forth. Someone is God incarnate. So these things were more important at that time. But in our time, the collective system, the state, concept of state, and this system of politico-socio-economic life, these three aspects of life becoming one system, the politico-socio-economic, this aspect of human life has become much, much, much more important than this theoretical side. Now, among these four surahs, number one, Surah Az-Zumar. أَنَيْبُدُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصًا لَهُ الدِّينَ Worship Allah. But keeping your absolute obedience exclusive for Allah. Don't include anybody else as absolute for absolute obedience. Obedience there can be, but under the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You can obey your elders, your teachers, your parents, your rulers, leaders, but not in anything which implies the disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is become shirk. In the same way, love of Allah. You can love everything. Your children, your spouses, your parents, your city, your country, your nation, mankind. Love of mankind is also something very good. But love of Allah should be supreme. If the love for anything or anyone becomes equal to love of Allah, it is shirk. It has to be beneath it. So that was the basic theme at the personal level. You have to be bondsmen to Allah exclusively. In the next surah it was, فَدْعُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Because the essence of ibadah is dua, prayer. So pray Allah, but keeping your obedience, absolute obedience, reserved exclusively for Him. Then your dua is dua. Otherwise it is an exercise in futility. You are obeying Allah in some aspects and obeying someone else in other aspects, then Allah is not going to listen to you at all. Your prayers will be thrown back in your faces. Go away. Nothing going. You have to obey me first. فَدْعُ اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. Now, this is so to say, a simile. This is a relationship. Allah and the abd. Ibadah is obedience of Allah. Dua is the prayer from this bondman to Allah. But then now, when this relationship is established, now you are, as an individual, a full mu'min. When this relationship is established fully, now it will extend out of your personality. Now it will take the form of da'wah. Da'wah and dua, the root is the same. Dua to Allah, da'wah to people. Word is the same. But now you have to call people towards the way of Allah, towards the cause of Allah, towards the deed of Allah. Ya yuhanna ta'budu rabbakum. Worship Allah. Love Allah. Adore Allah. Obey Allah. So this is the subject matter of Surah Hameen Masajda. And the central theme is fixed by the ayah. وَمَنْ نَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِنْ مَنْ دَعَيْدَ اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Whosoever, who can be better in the speech? Now the speech is the highest faculty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon human beings. This right we have, but the animals have too. Some of the animals have more piercing sight than ours. There are certain animals who can see without light. We can't see. So this is nothing exclusive. Hearing, this faculty is also much more developed in animals. Smelling, most of the animals, they smell more. They gather more information through smelling. You see the dog smelling everything. He recognizes everything by smelling. The faculty which makes human being a human being is the faculty of speech. Highest faculty. In our brains, you know, the highest evolved area is called the gray matter. And in that gray matter, there are areas, area for sight, that is behind, on the back, and so forth. But the largest area is of speech. And it has two aspects. You understand what somebody else is saying. This is one aspect of the speech. And then you express yourself. This is the other aspect of the speech. And the largest area on the gray matter of our brain is concerning the speech. And here that word has been used. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا. Now this is the highest faculty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to the human beings. But the use of this faculty, now that is the difference. Some Hitler, some Bhutto, some other leader, he would use this faculty of speaking, addressing people, to become popular and a leader and dictator. Some lawyer, he will use this faculty to earn money. He can express himself better. He can argue in a better way. That is why, even, you know, even hearing, for one hearing in the court, they can demand lakhs and lakhs of rupees. So this is because they can express in a better way. Law is the same. Every lawyer has the books. But how to present the case? But if some human being is using this faculty of speech solely to call people to Allah, so he is the highest. And that is the saying of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. Best among you are those who understand Quran. This is this aspect of speech. Understanding. They speak of Allah. What is Quran? Kalamullah. It is the speech of Allah. To be able to understand the Kalamullah and then to express it and convey it to the others. Whosoever devote themselves for this career, I should say career, not a side business, not a side issue, not a pastime, not a hobby, no, career. خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنَ وَعَلَّمَهُ. They, according to this hadith of Sahih of Imam Bukhari. They are the best among the Muslims. Now we shall see. Because this medium of this da'wah, ilallah, is Quran. We have been reading. O Muhammad, give glad tidings through Quran. Warn people through Quran. Remind people through Quran. فَإِنَّمَا يَسَّرْنَاهُ بِرِسَالِكَ لِتُبَشِّرَ بِهِ الْمُتَّقِينَ وَتُنْزِرَ بِهِ قَوْمًا لُدَّا. You give the glad tidings through Quran. Warn through Quran. وَذَكِّرْ بِالْقُرَانِ مَنْ يَخَافُ وَعِيدٍ. Remind people through Quran. Wherever he went, he recited the ayat of Allah. Not making his own discourses or speeches or sermons. No. Wherever he went. يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ. Four times in Quran this is repeated. Twice in Surah Al-Baqarah, once in Surah Al-Imran, and then again finally in Surah Al-Jumu'ah. هُوَ الَّذِي بَعَثَ فِي الْأُمِّيِّينَ رَسُولًا مِّنْهُمْ يَتْلُوْ عَلَيْهِمْ آيَاتِهِ وَيُزَكِّيهِمْ وَيُعَلِّمُهُمُ الْكِتَابَ وَالْحِكْمَةَ. That is why in this surah, Quran is mentioned so many times and from so many angles that there are only two surahs more in the Quran, whole of the Quran, which can come near this surah regarding this aspect. One, Surah Bani Israel, and the other, Surah Al-Furqan. But here it is actually the medium of da'wah, ilallah. We have to call people towards Allah. But call people through what? Through Quran. This is the medium of da'wah. So we were reading the characteristics and the stations of the evolution of a character who is loved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one was, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ. First, this relationship to be established between God and man. Allah is my Lord. And then he fixes it. He set fast on it. He's firm on it. So first level is this. Then, now da'wah. From your personality, it should come out naturally. If some article is hot, heat will emit out of it itself. If you are sitting near a fire, well, heat will come to you. You don't have to make any effort to get heat out of the fire. It will itself come to you. If some big block of ice is placed near you, well, coldness will come to you. Come to you itself. So if a person is really and fully mature as an abd of Allah, da'wah in Allah will emit from him, even if he doesn't make any effort, from his very presence, from his very personality, it will come out. As I told you, this is a phenomenon of, is physical phenomenon. Heat from the fire, coolness from the ice. In the same way, a mature bondsman of Allah, from him this da'wah comes out. This is the second stage. And then third, due to this da'wah, there must be a conflict. People won't like it. People who have become lords of people, they are the masters. They are the rulers. How can they leave their place for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to rule? So a conflict is a must. Hence now, forbearance, steadfastness, perseverance, that is the third stage. وَالْعَصْرِ إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَفِي خُسْرٍ إِلَّا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالْحَقِّ وَتَوَاصَوْا بِالصَّبْرِ. So the third ayah was, وَمَا يُلَقَّاهَا إِلَّا الَّذِينَ صَبَرُوا. These three stations cannot be achieved but by those people only who are persevering, who are forbearing, who take all things patiently. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ النَّزْغُونَ. And if perchance at some time you feel, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and through him Allah is addressing us, if we become da'is towards Allah, callers towards Allah, now if at some time Satan, he incites us and provokes us, Go and fight. He called a bad name to you, you reply in the same coin. He has done this evil to you, reply in the same coin. For this Allah says, Imma yadzaghannaka min ash-shaytan nazghun. If you feel such an incitement, always take this incitement that it is from Satan. Tastaiz billah. So take and ask for refuge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Innahu huwa as-sami'ur 'alim. Verily, He is listening everything and He is knowing everything. This subject has once before come in Surah Al-A'raf. وَإِمَّا يَنْزَغَنَّكَ مِنَ الشَّيْطَانِ نَزُولُ فَاسْتَعِذْ بِاللَّهِ إِنَّهُ سَمِيعٌ عَلِيمٌ. The only difference is here it is, إِنَّهُ هُوَ السَّمِيعُ الْعَلِيمُ. More emphasis. Otherwise the ayah is mostly the same as it appears in the end of Surah Al-A'raf. وَمِنْ آيَاتِهِمْ لَيْلُ وَالنَّهَارِ. And from among the signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now these are the subjects which have come repeatedly. The night and the day, and the sun and the moon. So these are the signs of Allah. So don't worship them. لا تسجدوا للشمس ولا للقمر. وَاسْجُدُوا لِلَّهِ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُنَّ. Worship and prostrate before not the sun nor the moon. Prostrate before Allah who has created all of them. إِن كُنْتُمْ إِيَّاهُ تَعْبُدُونَ. If you really worship Him alone. فَلِسْتَكْبَرُوا. And if they show arrogance, فَالَّذِينَ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ. So those who are very near to your Lord, that is the angels, highest order. الْمَلَائِكَةُ الْمُقَرَّبُونَ, who are very close to Allah. يُسَبِّحُونَ لَهُ بِاللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. Day and night, they are glorifying Allah with His praise. وَهُمْ لَا يَسْأَمُونَ. And they never get tired of glorifying and praising Allah. This is ayah sajda. Bismillahi awwalahu wa akhirah. Wa min ayatihi annaka taral arda khashi'atan. And from His signs that you can see is that you see that the land is lying humbled, lying low, barren. Fa idha anzalna 'alayha al-ma'a. And when we send down over it water, ihtazzat wa rabat. It stirs and swells this life. إِنَّ الَّذِي أَحْيَاهَا. Verily, He who has given life to this dead land, لَمُحْيِي الْمَوْتَى. He will give life to the dead of. إِنَّهُ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ. Verily, He is powerful over everything. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي آيَاتِنَا لَا يَخْفَوْنَ عَنْهَا. Verily, those who are trying to be crooked with our revelations, misinterpreting, they are not hidden from our eyes. We know them. أَفَمَنْ يُلْقَى فِي النَّارِ. So the one who will be thrown in fire, خَيْرٌ. Is he better? Or أَمَّنْ يَاتِي آمِنًا يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. Or the one who comes on the day of judgment in security and peace. اَمَلُوا مَا شَيْتُمْ. Now do whatever you like. إِنَّهُ بِمَا تَعْمَلُونَ بَصِيرٌ. Whatever you are doing, Allah Ta'ala knows it. And He's seeing it. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِالذِّكْرِ لَمَّا جَاءَهُمْ. Verily, those who have disbelieved the admonition, the reminding, when it has come to them, وَإِنَّهُ لَكِتَابٌ عَزِيزٌ. They will be losers. And surely, this Quran is a mighty book. لا يأتيه الباطل من بين يديه ولا من خلفه. Falsehood cannot attack this Quran, neither from front nor from the back. تنزيل من حكيم حميد. This is descending down, a revelation of the one who is all wise, all praiseworthy. I told you, Quran is mentioned in this surah in so many ways. Let us count from the very beginning. First of all, we have the beginning. Ayah number 2. Kitabun fussilat ayatuhu Qur'anan arabiyyan liqawmi alamun bashiran wa nazira fa'arad aksaruhum fahum la yisma'un. This is a book whose ayat, whose revelations are explained fully. And it has been made into an Arabic Quran so that you can understand.
And this is the Bashir al-Nazir. Muhammad is Bashir al-Nazir on the basis of this book. Actually, Bashir al-Nazir is this book, the bearer of the glad tidings and the warner. Now, for the second time, turn to ayah number 26. وَقَالَ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا لَا تَسْمَعُوا لِهَذَا الْقُرْآنِ وَالْغَوْا فِيهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَغْلِبُونَ. And the disbelievers say, don't listen to this Quran. And when Muhammad recites this Quran to people, you hoot him, boo him, make noises, so that people cannot listen to it. If you want to be successful, because Quran is so mighty, it can influence people, it can possess them, it can move them, and then you will be the losers. So stop this Quran. And for the third time now, لَا يَعْتِيهِ الْبَاطِلُ مِنْ بَيْنَ يَدَيْهِ Ayat 42. This Quran is so fortified that batil falsehood cannot attack it, neither from the front nor from behind. وَلَا مِنْ خَلْفِهِ تَنْزِيلٌ مِنْ حَكِيمٍ حَمِيدٌ مَا يُقَالُ لَكَ إِلَّا قَدْ قِيلَ لِرُسُلٍ مِنْ قَبْلِكَ O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, nothing has been said to you which was not said to the messengers who were before you. إِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَذُو مَغْفِرَةٍ وَذُو عِقَابٍ عَظِيمٍ Verily your Lord is the Lord of forgiveness, but at the same time, the Lord of painful punishment. وَلَوْ جَعَلْنَاهُ قُرْآنًا عَجَبِيًا The fourth time, again Quran being mentioned. Have you made this Quran in some foreign language? لَقَالُوا They would have said, لَوْلَا فِسْنَتْ آيَاتُهُ Why not are this ayat, this revelation explained? عَجَبِيٌ وَعَرَبِيٌ Is an Ajami of Quran said for the Arabic people? We are Arabs. Our language is Arabic. So, there should have been an Arabic Quran. But now when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said Arabic Quran, they are not accepting it. قُلْ هُوَ لِلَّذِينَ آمَنُوا هُدًى وَشِفَاءً Say, this Quran is for those who believe guidance, as well as a healing, a medicine, a remedy. وَالَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ فِي آذَانِهِمْ وَقْرٌ As for those who don't believe, in their ears is a heaviness. وَهُوَ عَلَيْهِمْ عَمَى And this Quran has become a blindness for them. أُولَٰئِكَ يُنَادُونَ مِنْ مَكَانٍ بَعِيدٍ It seems that they are being called from a very far off place. Muhammad is calling them. In front of them. Very dear from them. But to them it seems the voice is coming from very far off distance. وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ فَاخْتُلِفَ فِيهِ And we had given Musa the book. But then there was differences concerning it arose. وَلَوْلَا كَلِمَةٌ سَبَقَتْ مِنْ رَبِّكَ And if the word of your Lord had not passed for a definite period of time, لَقُضِيَ بَيْنَهُمْ All the things would have been settled and decided between them. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكٍّ مِنْهُ مُرِيبٍ And now they are in about this Quran. Now they are in a very grave and disturbing doubt. They should have believed in Quran. Now this is the fifth time that Quran is being mentioned. وَإِنَّهُمْ لَفِي شَكٍ مِّنْهُ مُرِيبٍ مَنْ عَمِلَ صَالِحًا فَلِنَفْسِهِ Whosoever does good deeds, for he does it for his own sake, for his own benefit. وَمَنْ أَسَاءَ فَعَلَيْهَا And whosoever is committing bad deeds, Well, the loss will be his. وَمَا رَبُّكَ بِغُنْدَامٍ لِلْعَبِيدِ And your Lord is not cruel to his and unjust to his servants. إِلَيْهِ يُرَدُّ عِلْمُ السَّاعَةِ To him is referred the knowledge of the hours. That السَّاعَةِ When it will come, nobody knows except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Not even the malaika. Nobody knows. وَمَا تَغْرُدُ مِنْ ثَمَرَاتٍ And whichever fruit comes out from its seeds, وَمَا تَحْبِلُ مِنْ أُنْسَى And whosoever female, man or animal, carries in her womb any child, وَلَا تَضَعُ And whosoever bears it, إِلَّا بِإِلْمِهِ All these things are in the knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Who is bearing whom? Who has a son in her womb? Who has a daughter in her womb? When she will bear the child. وَيَوْمَ يُنَادِيهِمْ أَيْنَ شُرَكَائِي. And imagine the day when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will say to them, where are those whom you associated with me? قَالُوا هَذَنَّا كَمَا مِنَّا مِنْ شَهِيدٍ. They will say, we declare it to you, on our Lord. None of us is witness to it. Now we don't believe in any associate with you. That is a matter of the past. وَظَلَّ عَنْهُمْ مَا كَانُوا يَدُونَ مِنْ قَبْلِ. And those they used to call upon before, they will be lost to them. وَظَلُّوا مَا لَهُمْ مِنْ مَحِيثٍ. And they will come to believe that now for them there is no escape. لَا يَسَمُ الْإِنسَانُ مِنْ دُعَاءِ الْخَيْرِ. Man is never tired of praying for good. Oh Allah, give me this thing. Oh Allah, give me this thing. Oh Allah, give me this thing. وَإِنْ مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَيَئُوسٌ قَنُوطٌ. And if some evil touches him, he is absolutely cast down, depressed, and despaired. وَلَئِنْ أَذَقْنَاهُ رَحْمَةً مِنَّا مِنْ بَعْدِ ضَرَّاءٍ مَسَّتْهُ. And if we make him taste our mercy after the harm that had come to him, لَيَقُولَنَّ هَذَا لِي. He will say, it's mine. I have done it. I have changed my conditions. Through hard work, I have changed my lot. وَمَا أَظُنُّ السَّاعَةَ قَائِمَةً. And I don't think that hour is going to come and there is going to be any day of judgment. وَلَيْهُ بُجِيْتُ إِلَىٰ رَبِّي. And if I am returned to my Lord, in the same subject we found it and we read it in Surah Al-Kahf. إِنَّ لِي إِنْدَهُ لَحُسْنَ. For me, with him will be all, everything good. Wealth, etc., all the goodly things. فَلَنُبِّئَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا بِمَا عَمِلُوا. No, we shall tell these disbelievers what they had done. وَلَنُذِيقَنَّهُمْ مِنْ عَذَابٍ غَلِيظٍ. We shall make them taste a harsh chastisement. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنْسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَىٰ بِجَانِبِهِ. And when we bless a man, he turns away and withdraws to a side. Then he is not praying to us. He has all the money, all the comforts, whatever he needs, there is plenty of it. So now he doesn't pray to us. وَإِذَا أَنْعَمْنَا عَلَى الْإِنْسَانِ أَعْرَضَ وَنَأَىٰ بِجَانِبِهِ. Turns to his side. وَإِذَا مَسَّهُ الشَّرُّ فَذُو دُعَاءٍ عَرِيضٍ. And when some harm comes to him, now he has very long prayers. Oh Allah, oh Allah, oh Allah. Now du'a'un ariz, prayers very long. قُلْ أَرَأَيْتُمْ إِنْ كَانَ مِنْ عِنْدِ اللَّهِ ثُمَّ كَفَرْتُمْ. Again, Quran mentioned here. Say to them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, think, if this Quran which I am presenting is really from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ثُمَّ كَفَرْتُمْ, and then you reject it. You don't accept it. مَنْ أَضَلُّ مِمَّنْ هُوَ فِي شِقَاقٍ بَعِيدٍ. So who would be more astray than the one who is far off in enmity? Now you are only refusing to accept it due to enmity against me. Otherwise your heart has testified to it that I have not composed this kalam, this book. This is divine. This is coming to me through revelation from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And for the last time, this ayah is very profound, very important. سَنُرِيهِمْ آيَاتِنَا فِي الْآفَاقِ وَفِي أَنفُسِهِمْ حَتَّى يَتَبَيَّنَ لَهُمْ أَنَّهُ الْحَقِّ. Soon we shall show to them our signs in the universe as well as within themselves until it becomes absolutely clear to them that this Quran is the truth. What does it mean? This Quran was revealed 1400 years ago. 14 long centuries have passed. And during the past 2 and 3 centuries, there has been an explosion of knowledge. The physical sciences, the knowledge has greatly expanded. But every advancement in scientific knowledge has confirmed Quran. That what Quran said 1400 years ago was correct. So as this human knowledge is progressing, is advancing, the truthfulness of Quran is being established more and more every day. Just recall the book written by Maurice Boucaille, surgeon, doctor by profession, surgeon, French. King Faisal Shahid actually once went to consult him for some ailment and presented to him a copy of Quran and said to him, he said, how can I understand? He said, okay, you learn some Arabic. Yes. It's not a dead language, it's a living language. None of them can read it. He did it. And then he wrote the book. He said, there's nothing in Quran which might have been proved wrong by all these inventions and all the discoveries of science. There are so many things in Bible which have been proved false, wrong. The Quran, the Bible and science. Yet the Bible, the Quran and science, this is the title of his book. And then he embraced Islam also. And I told you, Dr. Gareth Moore, he is the biggest embryologist at Toronto University. And he says, it's amazing how 1400 years ago, when there was no dissection of bodies, no microscopes, nothing of the sort, these stages of the development of the embryo in the womb of the mothers, how it could be explained. Amazing. So with the passage of time, whatever new knowledge comes to man, it is confirming that Quran is true. Sanurihim, we shall show to them very soon. Ayatina, our signs, till afar, in the whole of the universe, wafi anfusihim. And also within them, embryology is within them. Hatta yatabanna yatabayyana lahum annahu al-haq. Till that they come to believe firmly that this Quran is the truth. Awalam yakshib rabbika annahu ala kulli shay'in shaheed. Is it not sufficient for your Lord that He is witness over everything? Ala innahum fi biryatin min liqa'ihi. Behold, they are in doubt about meeting their Lord. Ala innahu bi kulli shay'in muheed. Behold, He has already encompassed everything. Nobody can run away from Him. Barakallahu li wa lakum fil Qur'an al-Azim wa nafa'ani wa iyyakum bil ayati.